Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is it about black women that's found themselves around the ball in key situations?
Yeah, so first thing with Blackwell is he's an unbelievable athlete, okay? But it goes past that. He's a very cerebral player. So he sits in the front row just like you are, right here in the meeting, and he is dialed in, taking notes, unbelievable when it comes to asking the right questions.
Richard Hightower talking about Josh Blackwell, who had a huge recovery on the onside kick. And the special teams unit last week had a really good week. It was part of the reason that the Bears were able to win the game. Clay Harbor is here. He's sitting in for Spiegs. Coach is going to join us. Where's Spiegs? Coach is going to join us at 5 o'clock today. He's going to ask that almost immediately, so be prepared for it, Clay, when Coach comes onto the show. Richard Hightower has been a part of conversations about the Bears all season long. And he has really enjoyed watching what's happened with the Bears under the leadership of Ben Johnson.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Very forward with us in the summer about how special you thought Ben was.
Well, you remember that now.
4 months removed from that, what has struck you about the way that he has propelled this run?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I do. I can't believe you remember that. Yeah, but no, I hear you. I hear you. No, so 4 months ago, you're right. I said I thought that he was special, and I believe that with my whole heart. And what made me feel that way is the way he carried himself and the way he operated once I got around him. From outside in, you can see the skill and the talent from calling plays. But then when you get around him and you see the type of accountability that he has, how he pushes himself to be the best and how he's never satisfied, even when we do well. So it's kind of like two peas in a pod, because kind of that's how I think, you know. So, like, when I met him, finally met him and started working with him, I said, well, this is unbelievable, because he has the rare talent and skill set to call plays, to do all of that stuff. And then he has the leadership ability to be in front of the room and command the room. And he holds himself to a high standard. But I'm just lucky because I know what it looks like. Fortunately, because I work with Sean McVay. I was an office mate with Sean McVay. I was an office mate when we were all starting together. It was Matt LaFleur, myself, Mike McDaniel, Robert Saleh, all in one office. Kyle Shanahan was on that staff. I've worked with Raheem Morris. I work with Aaron Glenn. I work with, you know, a lot of different guys that have been lucky to be around, that a lot of them have become head coaches. So it's just either you have it or you don't have it. And Ben has it. And I just thought that 4 months ago. So I'm glad that it's playing out like it's playing out.
See, you laugh there at the end. Chucklehut is back open.
I worked with Matt Eberflus. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know, I don't know if he wants to be saying that right now. But I think that a lot of people were hoping, Clay, that Ben Johnson would be special. But to see it play out this way, this early, has been gratifying. Because he was the guy that everyone wanted the Bears to hire. Like, there was no question about it. There have been maybe other guys that you wanted to see the Bears interview, but when it came to if they can get Ben Johnson, they should probably get Ben Johnson. It doesn't always work out when the hot coordinator gets the head coaching job. So far, it's worked out.
And Lawrence, I want to preface this by saying I respect Mike Vrabel. I think he's excellent.
He might be the coach of the year.
He might be the coach of the year, but here's why Ben Johnson, in my opinion, is the coach of the year.
Okay.
Ben Johnson is not only setting the culture. He is not only managing situational football. He's not only the overseer. We've heard them talk about he does the pass installs. He does the run installs. He's the guy that's having meetings with Caleb Williams every day. Mike Vrabel has Josh McDaniels taking care of the offense. He's got someone, I don't know, it escapes me who the defensive coordinator over there. He's not calling plays. He's setting the culture. He is doing a number of good things, but Ben Johnson.
Terrell Williams.
Great job there, the Patriots. It's been great to see what they've done. Big fan of Mike Vrabel. But Ben Johnson is calling these plays. He's got a top five offense. This running game is incredible. He's done it all with a second-year quarterback, his first year in the system, and he's doing both things at once. He isn't just overseeing his coordinator and both coordinators. He's in the building. He's teaching. He's doing everything. He's calling the plays while still handling the culture building, while still handling all that. I think Ben Johnson should be number one. Liam Cohen should be number two, because he's doing the same thing in Jacksonville with the Jaguars, even though they lost their second overall draft pick, Brian Thomas Jr. has been putting baby oil on his gloves, can't catch a cold. He's still winning games and has got Trevor Lawrence playing the best ball of their lives.
Mike McDonald has a gripe, too, for coach of the year.
He's calling defense, and he is the head coach as well. But then you look at this. The Detroit Lions, offense is looking good, but they are not calling the right situational plays. I'm sorry. Dan Campbell had 2.5 years with, he had a year with Ben Johnson, a couple years. He's got 11 wins without Ben Johnson. He had a season, two seasons without him at offensive coordinator. He's got 11 wins without him. Ben Johnson already has 11 wins without Dan Campbell. You look at Liam Cohen when he left Tampa. What happened to Baker Mayfield? I mean, that's when you see how important some of these guys are. What happened to the team when you left? And then now that Ben Johnson is here, first-year head coach. Vrabel's done this job before. This is his second go-round, and he's come in and changed the culture as well as having this offense produce the best offense they've done in I don't know how many years.
Okay. Ordinarily, we do a segment on this show on Wednesdays called Turn the Page, because that's usually when most NFL teams do it. They start practicing their game plan for the upcoming opponent. Last week, we turned the page real early because it was Packers week. Yeah. And it was a blowout against the Cleveland Browns, and we didn't feel like we need to spend a lot of time talking about it. This week, we've kind of delayed turning the page because everyone's in such a good mood. It's Christmas time. The Bears beat the Packers. It was a legendary game. The two teams played on the lakefront. But we're going to do like a mini turn the page. We're going to let Clay turn the page and tell us all the things that we need to know about the Bears and the 49ers.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday?
On Wednesday, it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
Clay, what do we need to know about the San Francisco 49ers when they take on the Bears Sunday night and Sunday night football out in Santa Clara?
Man, you just brought me back to my Dwight roots with that Metallica right there. You didn't think I knew that, Lawrence. I know all about Metallica. That is Dwight, Illinois right there.
I bet there's a Clay Harbor like highlight tape with this in the background.
Oh, yeah, probably somewhere. But okay, here's what we need to know about this game. The San Francisco 49ers, where do they struggle? Their defense is not good. Let's look at pass rush win rate as a unit. The Niners are 29th in pass rush win rate. They have the fewest sacks in the entire NFL. They lost Fred Warner. They lost Nick Bosa. They're two big-time players. They've had some guys step up. Their linebackers are solid against the run. They are not good in coverage. Get the tight end the football. We've been talking a lot about the tight ends. I think a big week from Colson Loveland's coming. They're decent against the run. The 16th best run-stop win rate. 12th against the run total. So I still think you got to test that if you're the Bears. 12th best run team. I like the Bears. They're, in my opinion, they're the best run team. They're the best run team since the bye week. Second best in the NFL behind the Buffalo Bills. Try to run the ball, but there are more holes than Swiss cheese in this defensive backfield. Throw the ball down the field. You're going to have some openings. Hopefully you get Luther Burden back, who is limited in practice today. I don't think Rome will be back, but DJ coming off a big game. You still got these two tight ends. I think there will be plenty of throws downfield. Now, defensively, Lawrence, is where it gets a little bit tough. Like I said, Christian McCaffrey needs 151 yards in the last two games to become the first player ever with multiple 1,000 season. That's 1,000 receiving yards, 1,000 rushing yards. And Brock Purdy has been uber efficient, and he's really best on the late downs too, the third and fourth down. So situationally, you got to be really good on third and fourth down. Against the Colts, he was 7-8 for 65 yards and 6 first downs last week. So this guy is really good at extending drives, really good in the red zone. He had 5 touchdowns. You know the last 49er quarterback to have 5 touchdowns was?
Joe Montana?
Steve Young in the Super
Close
Bowl.
Enough.
In the regular season, you're exactly right. It was Joe Montana. Purdy is playing at a high level. He's getting his, not explosiveness back, his elusiveness back. He's running around a little bit. He's making some plays. So the Bears are going to have to do, they're going to have to be really good situationally on defense. They're going to give up some yards. They got to be good in the red zone. They got to get some takeaways. They got to be really good on third down. And just let their offense score more points. This isn't going to be a low-scoring game, in my opinion. The Bears are going to have to throw the ball. Obviously, still make sure you're running the football, the play action. Like I said, these linebackers, good against the run, not good against the pass. Get the tight ends the ball. And I think the Bears can come away with a victory in Santa Clara. And the game means a lot. If the Bears win their last two games, they have a 60% chance to win the number one seed in the league. If the 49ers win their last two games, guess what?
They're the number one seed.
They wouldn't have to go home throughout the whole playoffs. Guess where the Super Bowl is?
Santa Clara.
So this game is going to be another playoff atmosphere game with a lot on the line.
Okay, let me ask you this one thing before we close this out. The Bears have struggled to generate consistent pressure. How can they do that? How do you envision Dennis Allen maybe doing some of that in this game? Because there's some pick your poison here. If you start sending guys, that leaves some one-on-one opportunities for the two guys you pointed out, McCaffrey and Kittle. So how do you do it?
We talked about the 49ers pass rush win rate at 29th, according to ESPN Analytics. The Bears, 31st pass rush win rate. You don't want to send blitzes because Purdy is really good at blitzes. Shanahan is going to unfold your blitzes. He's going to make you show him with all the motion he runs. There's entire systems of offense based on what Shanahan does. So you got to hope that your front four can generate some pressure. They've been better of late. Grady Jarrett, I'm watching the All-22, has been coming on strong, had a really good first half. He's playing good football. Montez Sweat had the good pass rush at the end of the game. But you're going to need some from Austin Booker. You want to get pressure with these front four because, trust me, you do not want to blitz Brock Purdy because he's so efficient. He's so good at knowing when the blitz comes, it kind of shortens his reads. He doesn't have to sit back and do anything. He knows exactly where to go with the football. So pressure with the front four, that's been hard for the Bears. But I think this defensive line is getting better, and they're getting to a point where they can actually start affecting games right now.
All right. That is the preview. We have turned the page. Clay turned the page. We are also going to turn the page on Friday's show when Zach Zabeman is here hanging out with me. But Clay has given you ample stuff to chew on before the Bears and the 49ers play each other.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.